Our parables today are about spiritual growth, a perfect time to use these images of growing things, be it a mustard seed or wheat or yeast added to flour. The growth we now see in our farm fields or in our gardens began many months ago, but now we can start to see the fruit of our labors. We aren't ready to harvest, but we are well on our way. In our society today, we like instant gratification. We want what we want when we want it, and we get frustrated when the supercomputer in our pocket doesn't search out Google fast enough for us. We get frustrated sitting when we're at a roundabout. We get angry when we drive through is anything but fast food. We have lines, and we hate them. We are impatient people. We are people who have a high demand on service. We are consumers. But this attitude and expectation is poison for the spiritual life. The spiritual life is not instant gratification. Our relationship to God is not one where he serves us what we want, when we want it. Our spiritual life is rooted in a loving relationship with God, one that develops over time. Like the seeds we planted in the spring, slowly but steadily, growing day after day, week after week. There might be growth spurts, like the corn has when it's hot and muggy. There might be big moments when the seed of faith is planted or some experience warms our life enough to produce some growth. But the faith life grows like grass or like trees. Slowly, almost unknowingly, over time, until one day we can look back and actually see the growth. Faith is not instant gratification. Faith is not fast food. Faith is not a product we can consume. Faith is a relationship with Jesus Christ and his church, and a good relationship grows slowly over time. We might have moments when the relationship begins or moments when relationships have a growth spurt, but the true test of any relationship is when nothing seems to be happening and we just faithfully show up and love the other person. Our relationship with God grows when we start treating him like a transaction and start treating Jesus like the person we love the most. Everything that grows produces some kind of fruit. Those seeds are scattered or harvested in the fall to feed others and then to be planted again in the spring. We should pay attention to our life and see what kind of fruit we are producing. And if we struggle to see it, then perhaps it's a sign that we should make a change. Perhaps the people we surround ourselves are really weeds that are choking off our faith and stunting our growth. And while we can't always uproot people from our lives, we do still need to grow and not compare ourselves with others, but focus on a light that comes from the sun. Growth in faith is slow and steady. The surest way to get the nutrients we need for our faith is to come to Mass, where we are fed by word and sacrament, to pray daily in thanksgiving for our life, and to seek out the sacrament of confession when we struggle and are feeling dry. And then to make sure that we're planted around people who are seeking God as well. The Christian faith is not a competition. It is a team effort that only really becomes Christian when we live it out with others and for others. God's grace is available to us, and by its hidden grace, we can grow in small ways.